It was on Pentecost Sunday 50 years ago that I celebrated my first Mass. I had been given the gift of ordination as a Catholic priest. That Sunday was the first time I gathered with family and friends to celebrate the Eucharist with them, the giving of myself to God, with Christ, to others. Today on Pentecost Sunday, we reflect on the scriptures for the Mass. In the first reading, we see the disciples receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift descends not only upon them, but upon many people of remarkably diverse backgrounds. People who received the Holy Spirit spoke different languages. They were from different parts of the world. They were not all the same. They were unique people, and yet God gifted them with the one Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to us as a gift. God gives God's self away. And in turn, God invites us to give ourselves as gift. Oftentimes, we do not want to accept the diversity and the differences of others. We want them to be like us, to think like us, to act like us. We want them to become liberal or conservative, Republican or Democrat, Catholic or Muslim. But God creates us uniquely different and wants us to come together in our diversity through the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel for today's Mass, the disciples are locked behind closed doors. Jesus comes and stands in the midst of them. He gives them his peace. He tells them, as the Father has sent him, so he sends them. He breathes on them, and he gives them the Holy Spirit. They are to be ones who forgive and reconcile, people who come together in unity with others in their diversity. They were locked behind closed doors because they were afraid. Fear can prevent so much action on our part. We try so hard to protect ourselves from what we fear, from what will make us uncomfortable or challenge us. Pope Francis, in his Pentecost message, indicated that there are three ways we can lock ourselves behind closed doors. They are narcissism, victimhood, and pessimism. In narcissism, we idolize ourselves. We think that if it is not for our benefit or profit, then we should not do it. We think only of ourselves and of our own interests. In victimhood, we complain that no one understands us, no one loves us, everyone is against us. We question why people are not concerned about us. We complain about our neighbors and about others who think differently from us. Pessimism sees the world as half empty. Nothing is going right. Because there is so much darkness in the world and in our lives, it's no use trying to do anything. Just sit back. We need the Holy Spirit to break these locks of mirroring only ourselves, of complaining, of seeing only darkness. We need the Holy Spirit to awaken in us a desire to give what we have received. We don't want to squander away our lives by closing ourselves in on ourselves. We want to have the courage to go out so that we can become united with others. It is the Holy Spirit who gives us the strength to let go of the gods of narcissism, of victimhood, and pessimism. We might ask ourselves today, what keeps us from giving? We might also ask ourselves, what gifts do we have that we can give away for the good of others? It is the Spirit who gives us the courage to give ourselves away. The Spirit enables us to use our unique giftedness and abilities in the service of others. God is not a God who takes away, but gives. We are God's gift to be given away. We are born from gift, and we will grow by giving ourselves as gift.